shelter ever could have imagined standing on a space station under siege from a group of angry off-worlders halfway across the solar system. Progress. It was something Kale and his horde of ringers would never understand, because their ancestors fled Earth looking for greener pastures. For 300 years they lived in their little paradise on Titan, until Luxarn's family arrived, answering the call of the stars and the expansion necessary to ensure humanity was never sent to the brink of extinction again. "Lead away," Luxarn sighed. He followed the commander. Kale's pale, hard gaze watched him from the holographic screen on his desk all the way out. "Your new ship is nearly prepped," the commander said. "The ringers won't be able to catch you, no matter how hard they try." In the adjoined private hangar, a prototype starship sat perched atop an active fuel line. Constructed to be Luxarn's personal craft, it boasted a prototype impulse drive that was the fastest of its size in all of Sol. The ship was so new it didn't even have a name yet, but Luxarn had always found disaster to be the impetus for advancement. A host of corporate VIPs waited outside the closed loading ramp for boarding. All the brilliant minds and sycophants who helped the unstoppable Pervenio machine chug along. Luxarn scanned the hangar but didn't find what he was looking for. "Where are the bodies?" he asked. "I requested they make the trip with me." The commander paused from issuing orders to a unit of officers and turned back to Luxarn. "Excuse me, sir? The bodies of my collectors retrieved from the surface of Titan before Kale blew it all to hell," Luxarn roared. The commander winced and swallowed the lump in his throat. Malcolm and Jaff had located the Children of Titan hideout under a ringer quarantine, but were murdered shortly before Kale detonated a nuclear engine core on top of the place, taking nearly half of Luxarn's armed forces with it. "They've been transported directly to the corporate med block for treatment. Didn't anyone inform you? One is in a coma, but the doctors say without life support he'll die immediately. The older survived exposure. They got to him just in time." Luxarn grabbed the commander by his chest plate. "Malcolm Graves is alive?" "Barely. Lost a leg to the cold, but that still makes him luckier than his freak partner." Luxarn's hands curled into fists. That freak partner happened to be Luxarn's illegitimate son, Jaff. Any other time, he would have had the commander spaced for spouting off like that, but he didn't know. Nobody knew the truth except for Malcolm. "His cogent partner," Luxarn corrected. "Yes, sir. Sorry, sir." "Take me to them immediately." "Sir, there's no time. You must leave now. I'll have them dispatched on a medical transport as soon as the survivor is stabilized." "I'm not going anywhere without—" The far entry to the hangar exploded. The deafening blast sent Luxarn staggering, and a bullet slashed across the throat of a nearby security officer, spattering red onto Luxarn's face. "They're here!" someone hollered. A horde of white marble-faced off-world devils appeared like foaming waves through a broken dam. Pervenio officers charged ahead to return fire. All the VIPs ducked for cover, banging on the prototype ship's sealed ramp to be let inside. "We're not done fueling!" an engineer shouted before a bullet knocked him off his feet. As Luxarn watched the chaos erupt, he couldn't help but see the irony. Surrounded by a wealth of all the fuel humanity could want for on Saturn, they lacked it at the most crucial moment. "Stall them," the commander ordered one officer. "Wipe Mr. Pervenio's office," he directed another. He then took Luxarn by the arm and ran him in the opposite direction of the fray, leaving the VIPs behind. "This hangar is compromised, sir. We need to get you to another ship." Luxarn tore free and straightened his shirt. "Prepare a medical evac immediately and have the bodies of the collectors on them." "Sir, those vessels aren't shielded or outfitted with sleep pods. You'll be vulnerable." "Which is exactly why they won't bother targeting it. There are more capable transports in the reserve hangar. With Director Soderval gone, I'm in charge of your safety while on the ring." "He's dead. And last I checked, I'm still the CEO of this corporation. Take me to them now. And consider this your promotion, Ring Director." He paused to read the commander's tag. "Lawrence? When I'm gone, the defense of our holdings here will be in your hands. I hope you prove more capable than your predecessor." A promotion like that usually had Luxarn's subordinates beaming, but the commander's face filled with dread. He clearly expected to join Luxarn in fleeing the compromised station.
I'm honored, sir," he forced out. "I won't let you down."
"Start by doing what you're told."